turn with me if you have your Bibles, iPads, phones, whatever method. If not, just trust that I'm reading you the right. Good morning. I love you so much. God is so good to us. And I tell you often, I rejoice when good things are going on here. And I weep when people in the hospital or different things is happening. I feel so connected to you. I feel protective of your pastor. I do. I protect you, brother. Trust me. Don't come telling me nothing bad. I got you back. So I love you and I bless you and I thank you for being here. 1 Kings chapter 17 reads this. Very familiar passage of scripture, a story to us. But I believe that God has a relevant, timely word for us all this morning. Amen. There's some things that is transitioning and we're becoming aware the longer that we're in this thing that things are strange. How many believe that things are strange? This world is strange. When I think about what we went through in the last 2 years, a little less than 2 years, the prejudice, the racism, the being marginalized and all of this kind of stuff, it kind of concerns me. I don't know if it does you, it concerns me. And I'm careful what I say and which stance I take. But I know that God is speaking to us. The Bible says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of God is saying to the church of the living God. And God is saying something very relevant, very timely. I was talking to Pastor Jim before church. There's an urgency in my spirit. Urgency. Why? Because one writer said, the Apostle Paul, when he was talking to the church of Ephesus, he said, redeem the time. Redeem the time. Walk wise, not foolish, but redeem the time. Well, when I think about the word redeem, we can relate it to salvation. How many has been redeemed? Bought by the blood, purchased by the blood. The word redeem means to take back or to buy something that has value. Well, the good news is that Jesus thought I was worth dying for. He thought you were worth dying for. You're worth it. There was something valuable in your life, in my life, that Jesus said, I'm going to purchase back. So here the writer is saying when he says redeem the time, he's like, time has value. How many know that? My grandmother used to say, the older you get, son, the faster time will go. I didn't believe her then, but I do now. It seemed like it was just Christmas last month. How many know what I'm talking about? Kids grow up too fast. Time is swiftly passing by. Well, what makes time valuable? It's the simple thing, supply and demand. How many knows what I'm talking about? The less supply of something you have, the more demand there is for it. And the more demand there is for it, the more valuable it is. Right? If you have a lot of one thing, it's not as valuable to you if you just have that one precious thing. So redeem the time. Make the most of the time. And I said all that to say this. There's an urgency in my spirit. That's why I do what I do and go where I go. Because I want to do whatever I can by all means that I can to get the gospel out to as many as I can. In 1 Kings chapter 17, and Elijah, the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I serve, there will be not any rain nor any dew according to my word. And the word of the Lord came to him, saying, now, of this, Elijah went to Ahab. Ahab was married to Jezebel. There were many people that were doing the Jews and God's people bad. And Elijah, the prophet, the man of God, just rose up and said, enough is enough. Now, like Moses
can imagine the conversation may have been with God. Well, God, at least they're back to Samaria. I know they're going to kill me, but at least they're believers, and I'll die among believers, right? See the pattern. When God does it, God gets the glory. He said, I'll cause your enemies to be destroyed. I'll cause the wealth of the wicked to still lay up for the righteous.
Right.
Amen. That's somebody lots going to be a stepping stone. Oftentimes, you look to God, amen, and we think the source is there, and God said, no, amen. You're distracted by the way they look or how they talk or even by the tile over their door. Amen. I got the miracle somewhere else. Amen. I commanded a widow woman who was a non-believer who didn't know the miraculous power of this God like Elijah did. He said, I've commanded her. I've spoke to her. God speaks to sinners. He speaks to whoever he chooses to.
Amen.
After a while, Elijah said, okay, God, I'll do it. I'll go. So he rose and went to Zarephath, and there came to the gate of the city, and there behold, a widow woman with their gathering sticks. There had been in a famine, there had been people dying. This woman wasn't old. I know that because she had a younger son. Here she is gathering sticks, not logs, not a lot of wood, but just sticks. She was weak, amen, from free deprivation, from being starved. She was at the gate of the city and the first woman that he saw. God told Elijah she should be a widow woman. He didn't tell her what she would look like and what she would wear. But here he saw this woman at the gate of the city, and he calls out to her. And he said, woman, will you get who are gathering sticks? Will you go fetch me a vessel of water that I may drink? Now, if you can imagine this, Elijah didn't get pretty wet. He was a prophet, probably walking through the crowds. He was God's man, right? And here this frail little woman, who had not ate well, who had saw death all around her, she's gathering sticks. And this big, robust man who had been in a cave and sleeping well looks at her and says, would you go give me some water? Don't tell me where the water is at, but go get me. Can you imagine the audacity of this man? He don't even say, take me to the water. He said, go bring me some water.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody had better chicken neck and slap to the
Yeah.
But listen, and I can play this out in my mind, is she's going to get in some water. She didn't put up much resistance at all. You know, she didn't talk back, and she's still humble. And as she's going to get in water, maybe he thought, well, maybe she is the one. Maybe she's the one that God was telling me about. She didn't tell me to go get myself. She wasn't sarcastic. She didn't throw down her sticks and stomp away and say, how? No. She's a non-believer. She had no hope. She had not studied before. Here she is walking, and all of a sudden this voice calls out to her, hey, by the way. She didn't know it was by the way. Adding to what she was going to do, will you also bring me back something to eat? Her response was, as the Lord God, as your God, written, come on. I don't even have enough for me and my son. I'm gathering these sticks that I can go build a fire, and I'm not going to have a five-course meal. Trust me. I'm not going to have dessert and all the extra. I'm going to have just barely enough. Amen. And I have been walking in this valley of the shadow of death for so long. My neighbors have died, and not only am I responsible for myself, but I have a child that I am responsible for. And day after day, she had been contemplating, should I eat and let him die first? And no, I
He knew the miraculous perfect power of God. And in that moment, these two people were from very different spectrums of the world. Here, yes. the prophet Elijah, amen, this non-believing widow woman that came into contact with each other, and they both were in desperate need. Elijah needed to be fed. Amen. And the widow woman was about to die, had no hope. They came together, and in that moment, they had to choose. Amen. Yes. This woman had to choose. Amen. In order for her miracle to happen, she had to believe, or excuse me, she didn't have to believe at that time, but she had to obey. Yes. She had to trust and obey.
Yes,
I said all that to say that this, friend, sometimes we don't have to understand it.
Right?
We don't have to believe it, but we have to be quick to obey. Amen. Obedience cannot wait. Understanding can wait. We'll get it later. Amen. But right now, in this moment, when God speaks and tells us to do something, you must do that. Your miracle is waiting on your obedience.
Wow.
And she did. The Lord, God of Israel, that was Elijah's God. She may have said, what if I got to lose? Maybe it'll be a quicker death if I just do it out. Like the woman with the issue of blood, getting kicked and was supposed to scream unclean. She made up her mind that moment, what if I got to lose? So what if they kill me? I'm almost dead. What if they put me in prison? So what? I'm going to die. Amen. They figure me out. I don't feel no pain. I've already been in pain for 12 long years. Amen. I'm going to die trying to touch him, or I'm going to touch him and then die, or I'm going to touch him and he'll make me whole. Either way. We get that mindset, take it right over the end of the Lord. Said, I'm not going to turn you loose until you're blessed. Whatever, however. I want the miracle of God in my life and his performance. Made up her mind and she said, I'll do it. Because Elijah said, if you'll do what I've asked you to do. She didn't know that he was breathing in his breath. She didn't know that he was the one that did it. Amen. He said, if you don't fear for this Lord God of Israel, I promise you, your barrel of meal will not waste, it will not go dry, your oil, your cruise of oil will not fail, you'll have more. Given it shall be given. Amen. The first shall be last. That don't make no sense. Amen. The way up is down. That don't make no sense, right? Amen. If you won't praise God, show yourself friendly. You know, some things in the kingdom of God, often things in the kingdom of God, with a carnal human mindset, mindset doesn't make any sense. But thank God. If we'll just trust. If we'll just trust. Amen. If we'll tithe because the word of God says tithe, if we'll give because the word of God says give, amen. We don't have to believe it. We don't have to see it. Amen. But if we'll obey it.
Yeah.
Somebody said, I don't believe in something. Can I tell you, I don't believe in the speeding laws. But the last thing the officer's going to ask me when he's writing my ticket, do you believe in this law? It's the law, right? The law of sowing and reaping is the law. Amen. See, some people say you have to believe it. I serve a God that says you don't have to believe it. You just have to obey and trust.
Amen.
That you will believe.
Yes.
How many believe I'm standing up here today? Raise your hand if you believe that.
Yeah, I believe.
You believe I'm standing here with no good Bible? Cut my hand. Yeah. You believe that, right? Well, the truth is you don't have to believe it because you see it.
Yeah.
Right? You don't have to believe that I'm standing up here preaching. You see it. You hear me. The glory of God, the miraculous. Come on. I'm shouting with the miraculous, glorious, working power of God for the mighty. We don't have to believe it. God said, I'm going to show it to you. When Moses wanted to see the glory of God, amen, God told Moses, no man can see my glory and live. That's the Old Testament. He said, but what I'll do for you, I'll hide you in the cleft, and when I pass by, you can see my backside. That's the Old Testament. The New Testament is the glory of God is available to us, amen, every second of every day, amen. And when the glory of God comes, it don't matter if sinners believe it. It don't matter if naysayers believe it. They're going to see it, signs and wonders.
Yes.
And
I went again in Israel. Life-changing experience. I went to the place of the multiplication of the two fish, the five loaves. Amen. And the little boy's lunch. And when they brought it up and Jesus began to break it and bless it. Our lives often are not blessed until we are broken. Amen. He was wounded for our transgression. He was broken. He was broken. Amen. For you and I. Brokenness brings breakthrough. Brokenness brings blessing. The way of God is this. Sometimes you have to be broken in order to be a substance to men. Hurting, good Lord. Hashtag hurting people. Don't impart that and allow others to become consumed in hurt. You see, out of my hurt, my brokenness, I got to obey God no matter what. Amen. When people come up for prayer and I have to pray for them, Pastor Jana, in dealing with the same issue in my own life, I have to decide in that moment, amen, the anointing in my life and the need in their life is greater than the problem in mine. I'm going to pray the prayer. And God is always faithful and just. Amen. In the miracle that happens in the unity of coming together, there he is that, my need is that, and I didn't even have to tell them that. Woo! That's who God is. So here the woman's son felt sick, and his sickness was so sore that his breath became shallow, and all of a sudden, ask God once, and if you ask Him twice, you're in doubt and unbelief. That's a life in the pits of hell. Hear me what I say. I'm so tired of people saying if you ask once, if you ask twice, you're in doubt and unbelief, and God's not going to hear you. I'm like, are you nuts? The Bible says ask and keep on asking. Knock and keep on knocking. Seek and keep on seeking. As a deer pants for water, does my soul long after the Jesus. Amen. Thomas in who broke God chaser. Amen. His whole concept that we don't chase God as though He's running away from us. Hello, that's crazy. We chase Him in hot pursuit. Amen. We want to know what He's doing, know where He's going. Amen. And be in the place that He's pouring out there for. So he laid over and he prayed and cried and came up and God is telling us, folks, it's okay to ask again. Yeah. The message here is okay to ask again. The answer may have been wait. The answer may have been not now. Amen. The answer may have been no.
Right?
Amen. Your answer is hiding behind your gifts. Amen. Your answer is hiding behind. Amen. man, he crossed his mind. Let's go somewhere else. Somebody else, tell me what I want to hear and do what I want to
do. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank God. On the sixth time, go look again. They doubted, they didn't believe, and they probably tried to be fine. Amen. But just to say, they said, we will obey the man of God. And they did what he told them to do. And they came back. Amen. And they're like, I don't know, but I'm so tired. I'm going to tell them. I think it's a family. You come at me telling me that anymore. I don't want to hear about you, Jesus. I don't want to hear about your organized religion. I don't want anything to do with that. Amen. So what happens is they've lost their natural, amen, ability to hear the word. And what happens when a deaf person can't hear no longer? They depend on their eyes. Amen. To see. In our five senses, when one is debilitated, when one is crippled, there's a heightened awareness of the other senses. God is saying to the body of Christ, we can't tell them anymore. Amen. We got to show them. It's show me time, not tell me time. Just look at your neighbor and say, it's show me time. Either he's God or he's not. Either he's able or he's not. You can't have it both ways. We got to rise up and do what God's called us to do and be who he's called us to be. Amen. There's something that rises up inside of me. Amen. We got to stop asking God to do what he already did. We got to stop asking God to do what he told us to do. He died on a cross once. He's not going to do it again. Amen. When he left, the veil was torn in his spirit. Amen. When the natural body left him, the spirit was available to us and we have power. And your son liveth. See, verse number 24, I'm going to close with this. And the woman said to Elijah, now by this. Can you imagine? She had been fed, ate well. She didn't believe until this. I used to preach this. I never got it until just recently. The miracle is not waiting on your belief. Your miracle is waiting on your obedience.
Yes.
You obey the law whether you believe it or not.
Amen.
Somebody said, I don't believe in tithing. It don't matter if you believe it or not. I don't believe in going to church. It don't matter if you believe it or not. Forsake not the assembly. I'll smile. That ain't my business. It don't matter if we believe it. If we'll do it, the miracle would come.